This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Name me a better time than this.
Name me a time.
What, Chris? Don't shake your head. All right, let's talk about one Nimrata Randhawa. Maybe you're sitting there right now saying, who's that? Never heard of that person before. Is that a dish that I haven't eaten yet? It probably involves pita bread. Well, no. That is the original name of one Nikki Haley. Now, I don't know all the reasons behind it. I can't say. I would just simply guess. I would bet that Nikki Haley would have an easier time getting elected in South Carolina than Nimrata Randhawa would, but no, it's just me. Anyway, so Nikki Haley, this is what Nikki Haley had to say about people online, social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you're on, about people who don't use their real names, real picture.
Every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat. When you do that, all of a sudden, people have to stand by what they say, and it gets rid of the Russian bots, the Iranian bots, and the Chinese bots. And then you're going to get some civility when people know their name is next to what they say.
Accountability.
And they know their pastor and their family member is going to see it. It's going to help our kids, and it's going to help our country.
You ever heard of Doug Mackey? You know who Doug Mackey is? You probably have never heard of him before. Most people probably won't even talk about him. He was this anonymous guy on social media. I think he went by the name Ricky Vaughn, that character on the Major League movies, and he even had the character, that was his picture on there, Ricky Vaughn. Yeah. He was anonymous on social media. He shared a picture. It's called a meme. Am I saying that right? It's meme? Is it meme? What, Chris? Shut up. Anyway, it's meme online about Hillary Clinton. He's currently serving time in federal prison for serving that meme. The federal government has declared war on the American right. Every part of it. You have former CIA directors calling for United States senators like Tommy Tuberville to be killed. You have the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I mean, I don't even have to go into all that. They're not only locking up and imprisoning people on the right, they're infiltrating your church, arresting pro-lifers at gunpoint. They're gunning down fat old men in Utah. And there are still Republicans in this country who believe you shouldn't be able to be anonymous. It's almost as if this party, or at least parts of this party, are trying to get you hurt. This is what bothers me about it. This is why I've gone off about this before. Leadership is a funny thing. And a lot of people try to be one and cannot. But I'll tell you something I do know about leadership. I'm not claiming to be some leadership expert, but I do know this. Leaders, real leaders, they genuinely care for the well-being of the people they lead. Even in military examples where they may even have to order some man or men to go charge a hill and die, that is a decision that will eat at a real leader. In fact, I just read a little story this morning about an officer, first lieutenant in Okinawa, and he eventually had a mental breakdown and couldn't do it anymore. What couldn't he do anymore? He couldn't send his men to die anymore. He couldn't take it anymore. That's a real leader. That's leadership. And these people who want to be our leaders, they constantly treat you like you are a worthless pawn, like you're some kind of peasant who only exists to serve them. And I find it to be the most despicable thing. You remember when I went off on Trump for that, when Trump was getting arrested in New York and Trump called for people to protest in New York City? This is after January 6th, when he and everyone else has witnessed what these evil communists will do if you protest in these blue areas. Remember how I was yelling and screaming about how disrespectful and disgusting that was to take your position of leadership and influence people to sacrifice their freedom for you? I'm dying to have a leader. This is something, maybe it's a dumb thing to crave, but where are our servant leaderships? Leaders, I'm sorry. Where are our servant leaders who don't treat you and don't treat me like worthless little pawns, like we're their little servants who have to do that? I need you to do this and you to do that. You have to do this and you do this and you do that and you do. How about, what are you going to do for me? What are you going to do for the people? Tell me what you're going to do. Stop demanding sacrifices from me. Ah, these people freaking nuts. Oh, and then she goes on, and I'm going to move on. But then she goes on and does this, and I'll tell you something. This is another infection on the right. You know how we talk about how the right uses, or the communists use language, and they use language to fence you in? Well, what you'll see, what you probably see it all the time, what you'll see is people on the right, they'll start to adopt certain language and tactics of people on the left. Here's Nimrata Randhawa. She's on the Ruthless podcast complaining about that Vivek dork who was getting mean at
what happens?
Her.
He comes out of the gate. He hits the female chair of the party. He hits the female anchor on the platform. And then he hits me. And I'm not saying anything.
I ain't saying, I'm just saying.
But he might have a girl problem. Yeah. I'm just saying he might have a girl problem.
I don't find that funny. I find it to be so pathetic and detestable. When you see these women do this, when you see, well, virtually any of the various victim groups do this, you see it all the time on the right. He's only attacking me because I'm a woman. He's only attacking me because I'm gay. He's only attacking me because I'm black. What do you hate, black people? Democrats are the real racists. Just automatically trying to appropriate the victim mentality of the communist scum, and I can't stand it. Kristi Noem is another one of these women in politics who does this all the time. As a woman, I get this as a woman all the time. As a woman, look, let me give you a heads up. If you ever have to lead a sentence with as a blank, whatever it is, fill in the blank, I automatically stop caring about what you have to say. Veterans do this too. Look, it's not just women and all these other things. But as a veteran, I don't need to tell you I'm a veteran to have an opinion. And you don't need to be a veteran to have an opinion. Freaking people. All right, let's get to some emails tonight. We need some. I need some. Jesse. I was admittedly very down last week after the Ohio abortion vote, but on Friday I was handed my son in the delivery room and had him look up at me. Can't get any more local than that. In his name, we made a donation to Preborn so that others may hopefully be as lucky as we were to look into the eyes of a new and innocent soul for the first time. Welcome to the world, Leo. Welcome to the world, Leo. How about that? That's freaking wonderful. Hey, Mr. Meat, Jesse, listening to your podcast about how America is not DC, you are 100% right. I moved from a small city in Massachusetts to a small town of 1,200 people in South Carolina. And my kids get on their bikes and ride around town with their friends. The downtown is two blocks away. It's just like the town I grew up in the 90s. One day I said to my dime, if we just make it 10 more years like this, our kids had the same childhood we did. That's a small victory. America is not DC. This is why, again, I've been on this theme again tonight. This is why I want to encourage you. As we look at all this rot, as we look at all this filth, everything isn't DC. Everything isn't like it is in your blue area. Just look, you don't even have to move right away. Maybe go for a visit. Here, I have an idea for you. You ready for an idea? This is actually an idea we Kellys are going to be doing maybe next year, if not the year after, trying to work out the logistics of all of it. Why don't you go on a Civil War tour of America? They have incredible Civil War tours, I'm told, out there. All kinds of great museums and history stuff. And while you're on this Civil War tour, you will find yourself, for the most part, cruising through Red America. You're going to be in the Carolinas. You're going to be in Tennessee. You're going to be in Georgia. You might just find that there are huge pockets of this country that are still absolutely magnificent. Places where people still leave the door unlocked at night, where kids play in the street. Look at my neighborhood. You got to be careful when you get home because the street's just full of kids. It's just the way it is now. Get to a place where you can live that life, all right? And also make preparations for the fact that they're going to destroy the food supply.
Agriculture contributes about 33% of all the emissions of the world. And we can't get to net zero. We don't get this job done unless agriculture is front and center as part of the solution. But with a growing population on the planet, we just crossed the threshold of 8 billion fellow citizens around the world. Emissions from the food system alone are projected to cause another half a degree of warming by mid-century on the current course that we are today. A 2-degree future could...
Do you have your emergency 3-month food kit yet? Are you planning as if the people who run things are trying to take away your food? If you're not planning in that way, you're failing. My Patriot Supply has the best ones out there, and they're prepped and ready to go. They have 3-month kits prepped and ready to go. It takes all the thinking out of it. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com and prepare as if they're trying to wreck your food supply, because they are. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. I need to address this right off the bat. All right, I got an email actually about this, and it's funny. There's an article that goes with it. Everywhere I go, people want a tip, even if you're already paying a service fee. You place a pickup order for dinner, they want a tip. For what? When did this start? Is it part of the employer-to-employee compensation structure? I'm not talking about servers. That's different. I'm talking about the bone bag behind the register that did nothing but ring you up. I'm not tipping Squidward for punching keys on a rigid register. Jeez. And his name is Dave. And then there's an article from Pew Research. It's fascinating read if you want. I'm not going to do it because that's boring. But it says, tipping culture in America. Public sees a changed landscape. All right, I'm going to address something before I get into the actual tipping culture thing. Tipping on to-go orders or takeout orders. You do what you want. I personally have always strived to be a good tipper in every situation. You start out with 25% from me. You can go down from there. I'll zero that sucker out if you tick me off, but you start out there. I believe in being a good tipper. I used to not tip on to-go orders. Then we brought it up on the show and we had all these waiters and waitresses email in and said, Jesse, just a heads up, those are some of the most labor-intensive orders. When they have to take your meal and they have to box it up in the to-go box and get everything boxed up together and put in the stuff, those people do more than just punch up the keys. I'm not judging. I'm just saying I have since then, I tip the same on a to-go order as I do when I sit down. Everyone's in a different situation. I'm just letting you know what I've been told. All right, don't shoot the messenger. I'm for once trying not to be offensive. I'm just letting you know. Now, this tipping culture thing, this is something I wanted to talk about because I know you're seeing this more and I'm seeing this more. You're seeing it in restaurants. You're seeing it in various places where they're either automatically charging a tip or, like he brought about, automatically charging a service fee. This is part of what is fragmenting and is going to fragment the country. Now, let me explain. I'm not trying to, just stay with me. Stay with me. You see, what happens is this. When the economy starts to go to crap, and I'll go over the new numbers for Thanksgiving and things like that. We can go into that for a minute. But right now, everybody, every single person, they're all watching their standard of living decrease. Everybody is. And it's something we all have to keep in mind. Everybody is. You know, it's easy when you're going through it financially to think it's just you. Everyone is right now. Everyone is sticker shocked. Everyone's shocked by this stuff. Everyone is watching what's happening right now. Forget the uber rich. This is happening to everybody. Because of that, here's what happens. People, in an effort to maintain their standard of living, they will grab more than they used to grab. And at the same time, they will be less generous than they used to be. What does that mean? The waitress, she needs that tip from you more than she's ever needed it. And if you're going to stop tipping, as people have in this economy, the restaurants are going to start automatically charging it for you. Now, we all hate that, right? You hate it. I hate it. It sucks. At the same time, you don't have as much money to spread around. You might not be able to afford 25% or a decent tip. So you don't want to tip as much, and you get angry when they forcefully suck it out of your wallet. It sucks, right? So what it does is, look, that's one small example. What it does is it raises the tensions in a down economy when inflation goes up. By the way, the House Republicans and Democrats just ensured that your inflation is going to keep going up, by the way. The value of your dollar keeps going down. Remember, every time they fund the government at the current level, you get poorer. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, every time they fund the government at its current level, you get poorer. Just want you to know that. Anyway, when that situation happens to a country, people live in less harmony with one another. Because people, when situations get bad, it's not how we want to be, right? But it is human nature. When situations get bad, when situations get hard, people tend to start looking out for number one. Period. End of story. Yeah, I know you want a tip. I need this. And the waitress, same thing. Yeah, I know you don't want a tip. I'm trying to make ends meet too. I've got a kid too. I've got bills to pay too. Everyone is competing like they always have been for a big pot of gold, but the pot is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And as the portions get smaller, as your portion gets smaller, as the waitress's portion gets smaller, the tension between the people competing increases. It's why what we talked about before about how crime increases. Crime increases in down economies. Normal people who were previously not criminals or maybe kind of flirting with that gray area, not quite a criminal, but not quite not. Normal people will turn into criminals when it comes time to pay the rent, to buy the food, Christmas gift time. That's what happens. This is why I scream and yell about Republicans and Democrats, presidents, Congress, senators, all of them blowing through our money and making us poorer and tearing apart the country. All right? All right, we have some more emails. Bidenomics, we'll touch on this Thanksgiving stuff. Let's also remember we should be taking our male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks from Chalk, especially over the holidays when you're packing down all this extra sugar and crap. Look, I'm going to do it too. I am going to get so absurdly fat that by the time Christmas is over, I'm just going to turn in my application for The View and sit back and watch the checks roll in. So you still need to keep working out. And you need to keep taking your male vitality stack and female vitality stack from Chalk, because just because we're putting on some extra fat doesn't mean we need to kill our T levels even more. Chalk.com. Black Friday specials. They're not just for Black Friday. They're happening right now. If you've been holding out and waiting, don't do that anymore. Go to CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Get you a discount on all that stuff, all the Black Friday stuff, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Go get it done. Emails and Thanksgiving next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You know what I need? Because I'm about to play something. I'm about to play something for you that might end up getting your blood pressure up. I'm going to try to not let it get my blood pressure up. So here's what I'm going to do. We're all just going to take like 30 seconds, 20 seconds, and let's just sit back and listen to some tunes.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
All right, so I'm just going to do this real quick, and then we're going to move on. We'll do some emails and Thanksgiving talk, okay? So you know how I'm a little bit upset about the Republicans coming together with Democrats. Remember, it was the majority of Republicans came together with every Democrat, and they agreed to, you know what a CR is? I should know, a CR, a continuing resolution. What a CR is this. It's an emergency situation. It's for emergencies. The United States House of Representatives should be forced to come together and come up with a budget that they have to vote on to decide which parts of the federal government are funded or not. All right, you with me? You do a CR, a continuing resolution, which is what this is. You do this in an emergency situation. Pearl Harbor just got bombed. We don't have time for one of these. Just pass a CR and let's keep on going. We got to focus on other things. This is for emergencies only. They just keep passing CR after CR after CR. What does it do? It funds every single evil part of this federal government. From the IRS to the FBI to all of it. Every single part of it. The DOJ, you're mad about the persecution of January 6th political prisoners? You're mad about the persecution of Donald Trump? That comes from the DOJ. This funds that. It funds it. Republicans and Democrats just came together not to just make you poorer and decrease the value of your dollar. They came together to make sure every evil part of this government continues to go on without a single penny in cuts. And then after, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson came together with Democrats to pass that. This is on the same day, mind you, on the same day. Then they went outside. Who? Republican Senator Joni Ernst, House Speaker Mike Johnson, Democrat leader in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, and Democrat leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, after coming together to pass a bill to destroy your standard of living and fund every evil part of this government that's assaulting you, they all came together for a big Israel party outside.
We stand with Israel. We stand with Israel. We stand with Israel.
We got it. Is anybody on our side? Anyone? What? Are you kidding me? Just having a big Israel party together? Look, if you want to support Israel, fine. That's great. Obviously, I'm not exactly pro Hamas. I hope Israel kills them. But you just worked with the evil demons to fund the FBI that's infiltrating your church, and then you ran outside to hold hands. They're actually, you can't see it because it's on the radio. Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and Mike Johnson and Joni Ernst, they're not only holding hands, they're holding their hands above their shoulders in this really cringy looking chain thing. We stand with Israel. We stand with Israel. Does anybody stand with the guy who just took a second job because he can't pay his electric bill? No, you didn't. Instead, you just got done agreeing that everything happening right now should continue without interruption. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. Shame on the people who, quote, lead this country. Shame. Look, here's one. I told you about Thanksgiving. Ready for some Thanksgiving numbers? Well, everything is not just more expensive, it's staggeringly more expensive. I was going to actually break down the turkey and the ham and the rolls and everything else, but then I decided you should be discouraged from eating garbage turkey anyway because it's a garbage dried out meat and you should eat something special. But just know that everything in your life, drastically more expensive. Trying to come together and put together a family budget right now to fund a Thanksgiving dinner is a stress for people. I know, because you keep emailing me and letting me know, Jesse, I don't know if we're going to travel this year. Jesse, we are going to travel this year, but we have to drive instead of fly. I got to take some extra days off work. I can't afford a flight. can't afford a flight. Jesse, we are getting together this year, but we've agreed as a family to pare down the menu. Nobody has the ability to make ends meet. But hey, you want to feel better about something? You ready to feel better about something? You might be stressed. You might be stressed about your costs and Thanksgiving and things like that. This will make you feel better, though.
Israel! We stand with Israel! We stand with Israel! We stand with Israel!
Okay. Well, that's wonderful news. That's wonderful news. And what does that even mean, by the way? We stand with Israel. Israel is not only a wealthy, they're a militarily sophisticated country that's beating the living crap out of Hamas. They're not some downtrodden little poor dude in the corner getting beaten up. Israel's winning easily. They're storming through them. And yet, nothing for you. Nothing for me. I'll tell you what. I'm getting some emails. I'm sick. I'm sick of this crap. Shogun, you have failed me in your advice. So let's see if you haven't failed me in your advice. So let's see if you can get this one right. I met a dime at church, like you said. I bought the real diamond for her engagement ring, like you said. But now we are in the wedding planning stage, specifically music for the reception. What does the good doctor prescribe for songs that must be played at the reception? By the way, she hates the Frito Bandito song, so I'm definitely sneaking that one in the mix. I can't wait to see the look she gives me. And he says his name is Joel. Joel, congratulations to you and your dime. Okay, I'm only going to say this. There are things that I would do differently. Not that I look back with regret. I really don't. But there are things that I would do differently if I had any money at the time. You ever been in that situation? I've driven a lot of really crappy cars. Cars that break down and intersect. I've experienced crappy cars. I look back and think, man, it would have been so much better to have not something fancy. I don't need a Lamborghini or so, just something that runs. That's something that runs. We didn't have any money when we got married. And so we got a DJ. He was a local DJ and not, I don't think you're going to see him on the professional DJ circuit. If there is a such thing as a professional DJ circuit, I don't think you're going to see him on there. And he did us right. I'm not complaining about that, but I will say, and I don't know what this is. I'm sure there are a million musicians listening who are going to email me and tell me, so they'll know. But there's something about a live band. You're stressing about the songs. What, Chris? Why are you even against music? Do you like anything fun? What? See, Chris said you're not wrong, but the logistics behind it. Well, again, I've never booked one, but I assume it's a lot more expensive than one fat DJ. Right? So it's going to cost more. I don't know about the specific songs. Dude, get a band. Everybody loves a band. One that takes requests. All right? All right. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. What are those four little words we love to use so much with our Democrat friends? What are they? You voted for this. I saw a couple little tidbits, and I got to be honest. I know it makes me a bad person. They made me smile. Here's a Democrat voter.
Vote for Joe Biden.
Well, I didn't see something like really change. Like, and I didn't see changes. Right now, I work in three jobs because I have to like pay more things. Like, my house is more expensive.
You gonna vote for him again? I hope you know you voted for this. Remember all these Chicago residents getting mad at the city council because the illegals are flooding into their city?
Hey, let's clear.
This was a meeting of the City Council Rules Committee, which was about to take up debate over a proposal to let Chicagoans decide whether Chicago should remain a sanctuary city, welcoming to migrants, by putting that question onto a referendum on next spring's election ballot. But the meeting...
Okay, all right, people are mad. And then the news is out today. There's some big poll that got out there that Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, his approval rating is 28%. and his disapproval rating is 50%. You should know in politics, that means basically everyone hates you. Everyone. Except for the very, very hardcore tip-of-the-spear types, everybody hates his freaking guts. And I'm supposed to come here today and I'm supposed to talk about how unpopular Brandon Johnson is. I think Brandon Johnson, I actually think he's kind of brilliant. Brandon Johnson figured out a hustle. What's that hustle? Go tell a bunch of people they're oppressed and you will acquire power for yourself. Brandon Johnson only voted for Brandon Johnson once, I assume. But the people of Chicago, they actually had a choice on their ballot. They could vote for it. Not even a Republican. Not even asking that. There was a Democrat on the ballot, a much tougher on crime Democrat. And then there was Brandon Johnson. And they voted for Brandon Johnson. I don't know why I'm supposed to be upset. I'm thrilled. The people of Chicago get exactly what they voted for. And very clearly, they're going to keep voting for this. So I cheer. I'm now at the point, I want more misery. I want more of this stuff because clearly the pain is not enough yet. Clearly people have not suffered enough yet. And look, half the people in Chicago voted for Brandon Johnson because he's black. Oh, did voting for someone because of their skin color not work out again? Maybe it's time to stop doing that, huh? Maybe, but I don't live in Chicago. Not my problem. Dr. Kelly, you always tell which animal you think you could fight or which animal would win in a fight. If you had to choose, would you rather get attacked and killed by a grizzly on land or a gator in the water? Now that you're bald, you can probably count on the sun reflecting off your head to help you blinding the grizzly. You know, that's not nice. Oh, there's no question it would rather be a gator. No question it's a gator. Chris is shaking his head no because he's stupid and uneducated. Allow me to fix this for you, Chris. When a gator or a crocodile kills you, they kill you by drowning you. All right? Hear me out. I'm not cheering on drowning, Chris. They kill you by drowning you. Their teeth, they're shaped like that because they're just meant to bite and hold. They're not trying to chew you up. They don't go for the jugular. They grab land animals and pull them under the water, and they'll generally spin around, making it even more confusing and hard for you to move. And it is horrific, I have no doubt. And you will die, and it will be very, very unpleasant. And then they will tear apart your body once you are dead. Yes, I understand all these things are bad. Now, let me ask you, Chris, because you said you'd rather have the grizzly. Gigantic crocodile or gator grabs you and pulls you into the water. Start a stopwatch in your head. How long until you're dead? Minute? Chris said 30 seconds to a minute. I think that's fair. You'd be so panicked, you wouldn't be able to hold your breath. You'd end up sucking in water. You'd pass out. You'd drown. I think that's fair. Let's be generous, Chris. I'm being nice because I'm such a nice person to you. Let's say 2 minutes. 2 minutes. All right? Yeah. You know that grizzly bears don't go for the jugular, right? You understand. Have you ever talked to someone or seen a survivor of a grizzly bear attack? You'll notice something on almost every single one of them. Huge portions of their head are missing because the bear will just kind of maul you. And then they are known for, if they want to continue on, they will drag you away, put you in a cave or bury you, and then come back as you're laying there suffering with serious wounds, they will come back to eat you some more. So how long do you think that process might take, Chris? Now, you don't have any time to escape, Chris. You can't put your own disclaimers in the animal story. You can't do that. Remember, we talk about the worst deaths of all time. Things like scaphism or crucifixion. That's one everyone would know. Obviously, Jewish producer Chris is well aware of it. Anyway, but what made crucifixion so horrible? Yeah, the nails are bad and all the scourging beforehand. All that stuff's terrible. It is. And all that stuff will be terrible no matter what. What made crucifixion so terrible, uniquely terrible, the reason Romans wouldn't even do it to Roman citizens is how long it takes to die. 2-3 days in the sun. suffering. You can't breathe. It's the length of time it takes to die that determines the worst death. What, Chris? Chris said, do I not have a chance of him just crushing my skull and it's over? You have a chance, but bears aren't really designed like that. They're designed to be maulers and brawlers. With a cat, with a big cat, you have a chance because that's how cats are designed, right? It'd be easier to be eaten by a tiger, to be honest with you, or a lion. And I know that's not going to be pleasant, but they're designed. They go right for your throat. That's why when you see those videos, they're always trying to get to the throat. They're trying to get you down so you stop fighting so you don't hurt them. That'd be way better. Grizzly bear, not pleasant, but not pleasant at all. Well, look, Chris, obviously he understands the ultimate solution. What you need is a hero defense. You need a hero gun or a hero arrow. Because bears, they have these extremely sensitive noses. You know that? Extremely sensitive. That's why pepper spray or bear spray, I should say, is effective. Now, look, it's never as effective as a shotgun with a slug in it, but that's why pepper spray can be effective. That's why hero gun works on people and bears. It's why the hero arrow shoots pepper gel. The hero gun shoots pepper balls. You want to stop a grizzly bear or a violent rapist? Well, hero gun's right there for you. Hero defense systems. It's not even lethal, so you don't need a concealed carry permit. All it takes is going to the website and buying one. Go to hero2020.com. Put in the code Jesse for a special discount. No matter how hairy what you're fighting is, whether it's a bear or a Greek woman, go to hero2020.com, code Jesse, all right? State restrictions may apply. We still have a whole hour. Let's talk real quickly about Bill Gates and these climate scientists. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.